More than likely, I'm not going to use the video at all. I might use it for snippets for the promotion, but I'm just more interested. This is the most economical way to get audio for a podcast. So this is my medium until next year when we actually start to make some money off this.
Hey, well, I'm excited. Growing.
Well, welcome, everyone. Today, we are joined by Tiffany Bowles. Did I say that right, or did I butcher it?
Tiffany Bowles.
Bowles. Okay. Tiffany Bowles. I mispronunciated that. Please accept my apology. And she's going to tell us one incredible haunted story. And I'm so excited for you to hear that. So we're going to just let her take it away.
Hey, everybody. I don't know. It's kind of interesting being on here and having other people have other circumstances and homes that's had this happen before, because when it happens to you, you don't think anybody's going to believe you. But I mean, we're in homes so much. We see a lot of things and kind of unexplained things when it comes, I don't know, just we see things. but I've never had this happen before. And if you hear somebody with a tiny voice in the background, it's my 3-year-old daughter. She's having fun with a crayon in my backseat of my car. So we were in the home a couple while back. A lady had reached out to me and said she bought a new home. Not so much new, but new to her. She was out of state, you know, like a lot of people that do Airbnbs and VRBOs and all that stuff. You know, a good portion of them anymore, especially in the small areas like where I live, they aren't from here. They really don't kind of check the background of these homes or anything before they move into them. It's just kind of a quick buy kind of stuff, move their stuff in and want to make an instant profit. The lady that reached out to me, she was like from Colorado area or so, which from where I am, it's about 15 hours. So she bought it online, and her family actually came down a couple of times, and they were using the house as a hunting house. And she's like, well, you know, we're remodeling this basement. We're going to we have a bunch of old bunk beds down there. We're going to remodel the whole thing and make it to where we can rent it out while we're out of town. Well, when we came in, we cleaned. It was in the evening, probably about 4:30. It was myself and my cleaners, Amelia and Madison. Some of my favorite people in the world. Love to clean with them. You know, they're a part of my team. So we went into the house, no big deal, probably about 3:30, 4 in the afternoon. It was a later evening clean. And in our area, within a couple hours of that, it starts to get dark outside in the fall. So I talked to her. She said, hey, can you come in and do a clean? You have about 2 days to come in if you don't mind. I hate that it's last minute, but I've actually already rented out the house, even though I haven't got the full basement done yet. There's 8 bunk beds down there that's already stacked up against the wall. And we want you to come in, remake all the beds, clean the whole house. There's drywall dust everywhere. The guys have been hunting in and out, but they're going to be leaving right, you know, as you guys come in to come back home to Colorado. So we go in, no big deal. There's the three of us. It actually was booked for a bachelorette party. There was going to be 14 girls that came and stayed in the house. So there's a bed upstairs. There's a main bed in the main floor. And then there's the 8 bunk beds downstairs. So no big deal. We do this a lot. We go in, we meet the guys like, hey, well, we're heading out of town now. You know, nice to see you guys. And I said, oh, nice to meet you guys. And so they head out. So we start cleaning. We do the upstairs, the middle stairs, no big deal. We get down to the basement and me and the girls are, you know, just hearing little trickles here and there and stuff, which we're used to air conditioners, heaters. Around that season, both of them could have been on, and because we just have wacky weather down here. So we were cleaning in the middle level, you know, had the door open for a little bit, was moving some equipment in and out. And by now it's dark. You can't see anything. This is literally a house in the woods. It is, you drive 5 miles up the road, you turn off on a gravel road, you go into the woods about a quarter of a mile, and there is a random, beautiful log cabin, which we were cleaning. 2-story, full basement. So pitch dark, no lights outside, no nothing. So we were started to clean, and my girl Madison comes down the stairs and she said, hey, you know, I'm going to shut the front door's locked. I'm nervous, you know, in the middle of the woods, 3 women, lock your doors. So we locked them up and we left the top door wide open. So we went downstairs and all of a sudden, like, we could hear a couple clomps We thought it was probably an air conditioner kicking off, like clump, 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 you know, like it, house, old houses especially make noises like that. So as we do so, we hear a couple more clumps. So, and there's no signal down in the basement. Of course.
At this point, are you thinking it really is the heater?
Not, you know, there's a difference that you start to notice. It's like, if it's clump, 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 and then you hear something turn on, that's one thing. Things turn off and on. But this was a couple clumps and then it stopped, it paused. And it went clump, clump, clump again. And it, and my girl Madison, she looked, she goes, that's odd. She's like, nothing's running upstairs. Not a dang thing. There's no heater on. There's no nothing. It's there. I looked. She's like, I felt like I should look. And both of the thermostats is turned off. I guess when the guys leave town, you know, they turn them off to save electricity. And it was cool enough. We didn't need them. So as we're there, she comes down the stairs, carries some equipment, and she finished the whole upstairs. We were starting on the basement, the unfinished basement. And so she leaves the door open for some circulation of some air because we didn't, of course, downstairs there was a door too. So we left that locked. So all of a sudden the door slams at the top of the stairs. And we're like, okay, gust of air or whatever. And she said, but why would there be, considering there's no windows open and there's no, you know, there's nothing that's fluctuating air. And I'm like, well, we can explain it. Of course, it might be a door that's heavy. It just shuts itself. She's like, but it stood open for like 45 minutes. It's like, and then all of a sudden it slams. So she's like, you know, I'm going up there. I'm going to take a look about what's going on. So she gets upstairs and she said, you might want to come see this. I come upstairs and there is, if you're around construction cleanups like we do, I don't know, drywall dust.
Mm-hmm.
There was drywall dust footprints coming from the front door all the way to the door at the top of the that goes down to the basement, the stairs.
And you guys had just mopped, right?
She had just mopped. Yep. She mopped actually twice. When we do that, we dry mop. Sometimes when we're really efficient, like we'll get down on hands and knees, mop it. Hands and knees mop it. And she's like, I know I did that. She's like, I'm going to mop again just in case. Sometimes if it sits for a minute, it'll dry and it'll re-show if I didn't get it good enough. She just said, but Tiff, I got on my hands and knees and I wiped that door. There was like maybe a foot and a half from the front door to the basement stairs that went down in the basement. And so she said, I know better. And he said, so we propped the door back open again. She rewiped it. And then these footprints were probably size 10 shoe.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, so I messaged and I said, okay, I'm like, I messaged the guys and I'm like, hey, did anybody pop back in? You know, it's been a few hours now. I'm like, did anybody pop in? And she said, well, no. She's like, I just talked to the guys to make sure. She's like, they're like 3 hours away. So we go back down in the basement and Madison's like, well, I left my drink. I'm going to go back upstairs. So she goes up there and the footprints are back. And
after she wiped them again.
She went again. Yep.
Oh my gosh. She did.
Yeah. She went again and went up and the footsteps were there again. And she's like, okay, this is odd. Like, so a little bit later, we are all down the basement. She got eerie. She got really like, she's like, this is odd. I don't know. I have a bad pit in my stomach. She's like, something's odd. Something's odd. Off in this house. I don't know what it is, but I am freaking out. She's like, I have to get up early. She's like, I'm going to go ahead and just dip out. And I said, you know, okay, that's fine. She's like, but she's like, I feel so uncomfortable. She's like, I don't know how those footprints got up there, you know, and it just makes me super nervous. And I said, okay, that's fine. So I actually had to open the front door for her and watch her walk to her car until she drove away because she was that nervous. And, so after that, me and Amelia, a very, you know, I love her. She's one of my close friends. She's Hispanic and she is very in tune with this. I don't know. She's not a big spiritual person when it's like, oh, I believe in all this and this and this. She's like a religious lady where she knows that sometimes, you know, things happen. Georgia. But she had never experienced that kind of stuff before. Let me tell you what happened. So we're down the basement. We are on top of one of the wooden bunk beds. They're built-in bunk beds. And we're cleaning. And she said, all of a sudden, we hear a couple clumps again. And then it goes clump, clump, clomp, clomp, clomp. And then it said clomp, clomp, one big drop. It stopped at the top of the stairs.
So and did the hair on your arm stand up at that point?
100%. She was on the top bunk and she's a little older. You know, she's in her 60s. And she looked at me and I looked at her and I said, should I go look? And she says, she goes, oh, Stephanie, we need to get out of this house.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host, Matt Heslin, brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
Oh, oh goodness. It looks like I lost you. Hopefully you can get back on. This is getting juicy.
Definitely. We'll give it a minute here.
So for those of you who don't know, Tiffany owns a cleaning business in Tennessee. So this is a very juicy story that she is unfolding for us. And I'm hoping she'll be back here in a moment. Turned off my phone, so now I have to wait for it to turn back on. There we go. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we got her back. You know, technology is supposed to make things easier.
What happened to me?
I don't know. It just dropped. It's okay. We'll put a commercial in there.
I don't even know where it stopped. My phone, it went off of a, it was acting crazy.
It's okay. It's these stuff happens when you talk about ghost stories. I think you were at the point in your story where she was telling you how it was probably getting time for you guys to leave, that there was something, a disturbance in the house. You both had realized that it was something, wasn't sure what it was. And she was beginning to tell you something. And that's when it got cut off.
Oh, yeah. She was telling me how, like, you know, she grew up with like a very like superstitious father and stuff. And like that, she had told me, she's like, my dad used to get premonitions and she, you know, about this kind of stuff. And he firmly believed, very Hispanic, deep heritage from of knowing this stuff and of seeing things and or what he said. And she said, I've never witnessed it myself before, but this was something that she said in the pit of her stomach. She said, I feel, you know, something don't feel right in this house. And
she's adding her own commentary. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. She was very adamant of saying, you know, she said, we got to go. She's like, let's finish this quick. I will never come back to this house. I've got a pit in my stomach. I don't feel right. So what we did, we packed our stuff. We went upstairs. You know, we had to turn all the lights off because no one was coming back to it. So we were there in the dark. So we used our flashlights of our phone and one at a time kind of made our way to the car. And with the headlights pointed towards the house, the same thing as I'd done for Madison. And weirdly enough, when I got upstairs and I started getting signal, when I went up the road, Madison had called me about probably, I don't know, three times trying to reach me. She said that she felt so off with that house. She said she didn't know what it was, but something didn't feel right. She's like, those footprints were upstairs. She's like, the clomping that you guys heard. She's like, I just wanted to make sure you guys are safe. And I know that kind of stuck with me, like that we weren't the only ones that felt that way. And Amelia, she was freaking out. Like, we both heard what we heard. It was the most odd. It was the most odd thing I've ever went through, to be able to actually like hear it above you and then have the door slam and then the footprints. And it's like, something's going on here. And I'm like, I automatically think someone's playing a prank on you. You know, someone's up there messing with us. You know, like, these guys are messing with us, knowing that there's girls in this house by themselves. And, you know, we're going to trick them and stuff. But no, it was super creepy. It was very, I don't know, intriguing enough to where I even wanted to go to the top of the stairs and look. But I'm like, there were two ladies out here by ourselves. There's no signal. And yeah. And I'm like, what are these girls going to feel whenever they come this weekend? There's so many of them. Like, are they going to be able, like, is there someone in this house that's going to mess with them, you know, ghost wise or like, you know, I've never seen a ghost. I don't know, but I'm always up to like, hey, could this really have happened? But for both of them to like see things and hear it. And we looked dead set at each other. And as soon as she left, Amelia had called me and she's like, hey, meet me for a minute. And I'm like, okay. And she hands me two oranges. And she said, in my country, she's like, if you carry oranges with you, then it keeps away, wards away the evil spirits. And I said, what in the world? And she said, yeah, she's like, ever since I went home, it was like a day or so later. She said, I haven't felt right. She's like, I've had an awful pit in my stomach and I want to make sure that you don't carry any spirits with you. And I'm like, oh, this stuff's real. Like she's for real, for real. And I was hungry, so I ate one. But then I went and bought another one to ward them off. Because after I thought about it, I'm like, well, maybe she's on to something. At least I want to carry spirits home with me. And then I guess put an onion next to your bed. And like, there's all this stuff that was done by her when she went home. And she said, I just don't feel right. And I will. Please don't ask me to go back in that house again. And I'm like, well, no. We heard people clomping around. Like,
right.
We know somebody was up there. 100%. Dead or alive, there was somebody in that house.
Right.
100%. And like I was talking to you yesterday, like you don't have, like the house was empty for a couple years after it was sold. It's like, you don't have to disclose that stuff in my state until a year later after if it's been a full year, you don't have to disclose that when you're selling a house. And I know when we came in that the person that was selling it, one of the people that was selling it had remodeled a lot of stuff. It was really, really odd about how things were placed, how they were. And it's like, and they left in an awful hurry. Like this house went way, way under budget. And the only reason I think that that would have anything to do with it is that they knew something was going on in that house. And if they didn't, you know, if they didn't have to disclose that, they weren't going to.
So it's low market value, ladies and gentlemen, beware. If it's too good to be true, there might be something else you're getting with your purchase.
Gosh, yeah, well, they say if it's too good to be true, it probably is. And that's you know, and I know I tell long stories, but like, I think when I talk about it, some, you know, to a certain people that might believe me and might not, it's like, I'm trying to find somewhere in my brain too, to be able to make a sense of actually what happened and make it something else, like explainable, but it really isn't.
Right.
It was very odd. And how we heard it, like, it wasn't even like where, you know, an air conditioner, clump, 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 clump. It was clump, 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 clump. And it stopped at that, right above us at that top stair. I know it did. Because I heard my girl that was upstairs cleaning, when she came down the stairs and was walking from the front door with her stuff, it sounded exactly like her footprints, just a little heavier. And she looked at me and she said, you know, I got to get up early. I'm going to go ahead and go now. And, and she said when she got a couple miles up the road and got signal, she thought of us enough to where she was like, something's off with that house. Something is terribly, terribly off with that house. She just, I don't know, very uncomfortable. So I know mine's probably not like where you could see anything or whatever, but I think sometimes with the things, I would rather have seen something rather than be like, I don't see anything. And I don't know that if it's standing right in front of me, that it's that I'm staring into something, you know, it's odd.
But yeah, you don't know, because you're dealing with an entity that, you know, has its own agenda for sure. You had mentioned something about socks. So you carried two oranges, you carried one single sock and an onion.
Yeah, the sock. I was told for a sock with the oranges and then an onion by the bed. That somehow, like, I couldn't get a hold of her. She has been down with the weather the last couple of days, but she had told me about that. Yes, ma'am. Sorry. Hold on, people. Always. You're always wanted when you're always. A mom.
always.
But yeah, yes, ma'am. I know you do. I have a hear you, boog. Hold on one second. Here's a magazine. Hey, look. See if you could find us something to do today. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's neat how people have all their different ways of being like warding off spirits and, you know, their ideas. But I never knew about like the orange and stuff. And this is like, this isn't like it wasn't like a Hispanic thing with just her. It wasn't, you know, if there's anybody listening that is, you know, has that heritage and like, I've never heard that before. Like her parents were deep rooted, like Puerto Rican down, like what they believed, like what her dad believed, that was what he believed. Warded off spirits. Right. It might not be the same for anybody else, but that's what he firmly believed in. And she had told me that when he was young and throughout his age before he passed, that he actually had been a person to be able to see things spirit wise. And that was what he did to be able to keep the spirits from coming home to his family.
Right.
So
did you have to put the oranges in the sock, or you had to carry the oranges around, or?
Well, you could put them in a sock. I chose just to carry them with me until I was hungry enough that yes, ma'am. Please, baby. Let's get snacks. Yes. Okay. Let's go get them. Okay. but yeah, no, it was that you have two oranges that you keep with you. And I don't know what that commented. And I hope it'd be kind of neat if someone hearing this on this podcast would be like, I know what she's talking about. There is, you know, like my family did that too. It'd be kind of neat to connect the dots.
Way cool. Definitely. It'd just try to figure that out.
Cool. But it could have been just what his parents or grandparents from way back when. I mean, he was in his hundreds. So it could have been something way back in their family. It's like an onion next to your bed and then carry two oranges with you. But I don't know. I need to sit down with her and actually like talk about what happened. Cause I know to this day, like she told me, like I'll tell her, like, do you remember that one house? And she go, oh no, me no go back there. No, 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 no. No, oh I'm gosh. Good. I'm good. No, but I like to get her riled up on it. Cause I don't think unless you were there, like it's just, I don't know. It freaked us out. It did its job. We didn't go back. We're not planning on going back. And, you know, just, you know, funny enough, though, if they asked me, though, I might consider it, considering I want people to see what I saw. Like, please do something while I'm here so I don't sound crazy. And like, and I'm going to bring a new set of girls. So it's like a whole new reset.
Oh, you're so brave. But yeah, I wouldn't go at night, though, either. I would only go during the day. If enough. Yeah, I don't know if I could do it.
We had a good 2 hours of daylight. But, you know, when we got down, next time we'll start with the basement, too. I think that's a good plan. Daylight, basement, done. So, but not at 8, you know, it got to be like 6:30 or 7 o'clock at night. We were down in that basement. We didn't get out till 8:30. It was a really, really big house, big construction clean in the basement. But yeah, I called her after that, not too long. And I said, hey, you know, your house is done, blah, blah, blah. This is your bill. I'm going to send it to you. And she asked if we had any problems. And I, you know, I kind of beat around the bush a little bit. And I'm like, no, of course, you know, of course we didn't. But I'm like, has anybody lived in here, you know, before that's maybe passed away? And she's like, oh, no. She's like, not as far as I know of. No one disclosed anything. We just bought it online and that was it. So I'm like, note to self, when I'm looking for my next house, I'm going to make sure that I do, if I'm, you know, buy from this area, I'm going to go back, way back. And I'm going to have oranges in every room and they're going to be hidden somewhere where I can, you know, make sure there's no spirits. So.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story, and you live to tell the tale and laugh about it. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm really glad. You know, a lot of, I felt a little uncomfortable after I left, but the two other girls, I think that one will stick with them for a while.
Always remember that. I don't think you'll ever forget it.
No, it was definitely, yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to see if anybody else has similar stuff. But like, I'm glad mine was as, you know, it's not small, but mine was not where it's like screaming and running out of a house, even though we wanted to. But right. It was towards the end of our clean, thank goodness. And I don't think I've ever cleaned so fast.
So. Speed cleaning, haunted style. Yep.
Well, when we left, we opened all the doors to get all the way out. We propped it open with our supplies, and we buddy systemed our way out of the whole house.
Awesome.
Yes, well, ma'am. Let's go to the store.
Definitely. She sounds like she's ready to go. Thank you so much for joining us, and I look forward to all the comments from your story. You take care.
You too. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.